Yes, welcome everybody to the What's Up Food Podcast live call-in show.
Yeah, man.
So, but don't call to a half hour from now. We're here live. Rodrigo Torres in the house.
What's happening?
What's up, fool? Check out his Yeah Man podcast whenever you get a chance. Write a review because that's the only way we know that you're listening, because some of you guys just listen and then that's it. You go home and go about your day. But we also want to take maybe like 2 minutes out of your time after you listen or before you listen and write a review on the What's Up Food podcast on iTunes, Yeah Man, and Inside of the Casserole. But here we go. What's up, food? Oh, man, we got so many things to talk about, man. First of all, man, you know, I've been pitching a television show with Dustin Ibarra.
He's been working hard.
Peter Murrieta and Bobby Bowman. And Peter Murrieta was a creator of Wizards of Waverly. And Bobby Bowman was a producer on My Name is Earl.
Hell yeah.
And his son in Philadelphia. And numerous shows. So we got together. We've been pitching shows. We've been writing the pitch since April. And man, I didn't know the whole process. Because when I first sat down with Bobby Bowman was after the Nokia show.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just talking about... Pretty much, I told he was getting to know me, so I told him crazy stuff about everything, and then he was coming up with something. I also met another woman named Amelia Serrano, who was writing for the Cristela show.
Mm-hmm.
So was Peter; he was writing for the Cristela show, and we got together for a little while. And she's trying to come together with something. So the dream team, though. Dustin Ibarra, me, Peter, and Bobby, we've been working on this pitch since May, probably. Me and Bobby by ourselves in April, and then we hooked up with the four of us because they were neighbors. So we've been writing this pitch. They've been writing this pitch. So we've been giving ideas, bro, about our lives. And we started pitching 2 weeks ago, man. We went to ABC, and ABC wanted to buy it. Like, as soon as we walked out of the building, they said, we'll buy it.
Okay.
And I was like, what? I still didn't know what was going on when that happened. So, but that happened. So after that, we went to go meet with CBS. Then the weekend came over. So, and yesterday we found out that CBS passed. So they said no.
Okay.
So we had a meeting yesterday with Fox. And as soon as we finished the pitch, the whole 30-minute pitch, the woman at Fox said, I love the pitch, sold.
Really?
So that was fast. Then we went to NBC.
Oh, after that?
Yes, to meet with NBC. And we found out today that they passed. So right now it's between Fox and ABC.
So is there going to be a little bidding war or what?
I have no idea what's going to happen, bro, because I'm all new at this. So we'll see what's going to happen, bro. If there's a bidding war, we'll see. But I feel like it was cool, man. When I went to go meet with that woman from ABC, the woman, it was Lynn Berry,
mm-hmm.
and three other ladies, the head of ABC, of comedy, these ladies. I remember meeting Lynn Berry almost a year and a half ago, and we had a meeting, and I spoke to her and those ladies about a, because that's what you do. Before you have a sitcom, you have meetings with everybody who's interested, like general meetings. And right there, you gotta sell yourself for it. But you can't be some stupid idiot who's just gonna sit there and go,
no ideas.
No, man, there's no idea. You're not throwing ideas. You're throwing a conversation about yourself without really pitching yourself. So you start off by like saying, well, my family and I, we snuck in here from America. You know, pretty much telling my whole bits, but in a story. Without throwing the punchlines in, you know, real.
It's just broad.
You gotta know how to talk, man. If you're not a people person, if you're a person who says, like, that's what she said all the time, or or you drop the M-bomb all the time when you normally wouldn't drop the M-bomb in front of black people around, you're not ready for a meeting like that, man. If you drop bitch, or even like you say broad, it ain't gonna work, bro, because I had to scratch bitch out of my pitch idea, because I knew, because Lisa said, there's going to be a lot of women at these meetings. They don't want to hear bitch during the pitch meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So that decided on my own to scratch bitch because I wanted to say, they told me to say bitch. I didn't say it, bro.
Yeah.
So when I walked into the meeting, oh, man, it felt weird. That lady gave me, reached in for the hug right away.
So you gave her a hug back?
So I did, but I was trying to, I had my T-Rex hand right here, trying to go in for the handshake. But I gave her a hug, and then she talked, and then she loved it. Then I reached in for another hug. But then I was feeling paranoid, like Fred stole it, bro. Should I move in for the hug?
Should I not?
Or not? Then I thought about George Costanza when he went for that pitch meeting with Seinfeld and Seinfeld. Then on the way out, he gave that girl a kiss in the mouth.
He went for it.
He went for it, right? But they were already dating. But nobody knew, right? But he went in for the kiss, and then they fired her ass. And then she kept telling him, "You stupid, 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 stupid man." So that's what we have, bro, on the pitch. So keep your fingers crossed, people. It's between ABC and Fox. Keep it to yourselves. If you're listening, don't ask me questions about how they go, or don't wish me good luck. I know you wish me good luck, but let's not write "wish me good luck" because that's when all the haters come, you know, or whatever. Just so I know, everybody here is gonna wish me good luck because I wish everybody here good luck, you know, in your at work, you know. I hope you don't kill the boss. Like these people I'm about to give a shout-out to.
Somebody killed the boss?
Yeah, bro. Give a shout-out to these people right here.
Mr. Chris 84 left us a nice iTunes review about how our podcast helps him get through some tough times at work when everything is falling apart.
Everything's falling apart, bro. I found out this guy lied at his job and said he could drive a forklift. So everything's been falling apart. Jesse Garcia from Houston for the iTunes review. War and Peace the Angel, not War and Peace, but it's a play on words. War and Peace the Angel, who also left an iTunes review, and he says he loves the podcast very much, except the only one he didn't like was the Nick Swardson episode where he was hungover and seemed like he didn't want to be here and he should have stayed home. Well, let's be honest. Let's give the guy credit for showing up.
Oh, yeah.
He showed up like a soldier. So that gives him points. He was partying the night before probably, but he crowded in here because he's a trooper. And that's how you keep working in this business, you know. A lot of people party and they forget their commitments, you know, and they don't show up to auditions. They don't show up when you're supposed to be called to, you know, or you say you're going to be here and do the live podcast and don't show up, you know, stuff like that. You know, but he committed to himself, you know, like he's also, man, he knew that Felipe would have probably talked shit about him the whole time and the fans would have been pissed off. And that's why probably Adam Sandler puts him in every movie because he shows up.
Hey, the trooper. Didn't he have 14 mine erasers the night before?
Oh, my God. Did you hear what everything he had?
Oh, dude.
He didn't walk out of here. He crawled out of here.
Holding his liver, dog.
Yeah, man. But thank you also, Warren Peace the Angel, for your review. And I'm glad you noticed, bro. You're a soldier yourself, bro. You're a trooper. Also to Zamuato and Captain Howdy, 1369, for their iTunes review. Thanks for listening. Also, man, shout out to that's not bad. That's bad.
Raymond?
That's like somebody saying, shout out to tan, 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 Felipe. All right. Okay, man. Shout out to Raymond Feather. Why do we say Feather?
He's Indian.
No. Probably because Fiddler and Feather sound the same to me. Raymond Fiddler on the roof. Raymond Fiddler, thank you very much again for making another wood carving for the What's So Food podcast. And this is a What's So Food podcast exclusive domino set, bro.
Seems like they were made on a 3D printer, huh?
Oh, yeah, man. I've seen those 3D printers. Also,
he knows the seat.
There's a What's So Food podcast logo on it with the weed plant on it. And I think, man, for a 200th episode show, we should raffle one of these, bro. I have a 50-50 show where everybody pitches in money and half of the money goes to charity and the other money goes to, no, all the money goes to charity. And then you keep a What's Up Fool exclusive domino set or the and also the what you call it, the Keith grinder.
That'll be badass.
This will be an awesome, like if I were the, I'm a fan of the podcast, I would love to have this one. It's fucking awesome. He made you one too, right, with a Star of David?
He just made me the box with the Star of the Dakota Nation or something like that.
Where can he get these stuff at? Is there a webpage here?
Give me 1 second. Here, Raymond Fiddler, Mato Numpa Cedar Designs, native owned and operated. There is no website, but there is a phone number, 408-840-6216, and they are on Facebook.
Yeah, man. So we also, man. I worked on the comedy Get Down with George Lopez, bro. He hooked it up with a spot. That.
Oh, yeah. I seen the video last night, though.
Oh, my God,
you need ideas, that.
I was there, man, trying to memorize my whole scenes every day, bro. Like, trying to memorize. I want to get there, like Fred Stoller said on his book. When you're a co-star, you got to show up knowing your lines, man.
Prepare,
bro. You got to know where to stand. So I'm over there cheerleading, bro, with a cameraman, trying to know where to stand or where they tell my stand in. But this time I didn't have a stand in. And so they're shooting the comedy Get Down. It's a reality / show about the outer goings of the comedy Get Down tour of D.L. Hughley, George Lopez, Cedric the Entertainer, Eddie Griffin, Charlie Murphy.
That shit's awesome.
They're working hard, bro. I mean, and these guys don't sleep, bro. They do not sleep. These are the hardest working comedians, man. Eddie Griffith on the set, working on his show, and 2 days from now, he's working on the set all night, all day, and he has to go to Saudi Arabia, bro.
To go do shows?
With Charlie Murphy to do a big-ass comedy show.
Damn.
Saudi Arabia, and then he has to be back on Monday to tape and film Comedy Get Down. And George Lopez has to go out of town, too. Shit, we have to go to town, bro. We're going to Naples, Florida.
Del Pizzo,
September 8th through the 10th at Off the Hood Comedy Club with Captain Brian. The only Italian captain
I've ever heard of.
Yeah, man.
To go drop a body out in the ocean.
You gonna eat fish this time over there? They have fish?
I didn't even eat fish last time. I
think of course, no. It was a sports bar, bro.
Did he have to fight for fries?
For your burgers. Del Pizzo. I'm seeing less of Del Pizzo every day on Facebook.
He's
with
go to
his page anymore.
It's Del P.
Also, people, Oxnard next week, September 18th through the what?
18th through September 15th through the 18th at Levity Live Oxnard.
September 15th through the 18th at Levity Live Oxnard with Rodrigo Torres and Marcela Arguello's people.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be awesome. Rhode Island and Boston, September 22nd and 23rd. Man, if you're there, man, I'm going to give you a hug. Fresno, California, October 1st at Ceylon Arena. Going to be a special guest on the Mike Epps show there. That's right. Mike Epps is headlining, and I'm there cheerleading. Doing a guest spot. Also, our show info can be found on felipesworld.com/tour. Also, Rodrigo Torres will be with me in Fresno rolling blunts.
Hell yeah. I've been rolling since I was 14 and a half, dog.
Yeah, man. So the comedy Get Down was tight, man. We were shooting a scene that was supposed to be Miami.
Mm-hmm.
But we're shooting it at the City of Industry at this badass resort over there, man.
At the casino, the little place
the
you
have? The City of Industry, the One Parkway in the Industry.
On the other side of the Citadel, right?
No, it's City of Industry.
Citadel's not right there?
No, Citadel's in Commerce, fool.
Oh, that's right, dude. I'm tripping.
You are tripping. Somebody hit this fool with a chuba-choo. Oh, fool. So guess what? I'm hanging around with George Lopez, right? And he's hitting me up, right? And he's telling me that I'm big boy from I don't even know what radio station he's on.
He's on 92.2 The Beat.
92.2 The Beat. They hooked him up with the strongest, smelliest weed ever.
That fool hooked him up.
Yeah, Bob, Big Boy.
So I'm sure that fool has a mad fucking weed.
And guess what it was?
The weed that farted.
We both said at the same time. Let me guess. We both said at the same time. Louis the 13th.
Oh, yeah, the 13th.
And let me tell you, bro. You tell me. Is that some good-ass shit?
The best. But you know
it
what?
It stinks, huh?
Dude, it just as soon as you open the bag, dog, it smells good, dog. That fool mentioned that fool that one time we were over there and he knocked over that little drone, dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fool. But I mean, you don't know, dude. But
also, Matt OG.
That's original good-ass stinky weed that he had before Louis the 13th.
That used to be 65 eighth. I had to say no to him.
Fool, what happened to that weed, fool?
Oh, that weed now is in downtown L.A., bro. They moved to downtown L.A. They're over there by Hill Street. The same paisa works there, bro, with the
little fucking the 38?
The Cuban fool.
Okay.
Those fools tell me Cuban jokes all the time, man.
And I remember, what was I going to say? So anyways, what's up? You guys fucking, did he have it right there?
Hell no. Just a story.
It was just a story, dog.
No, but I think he hooked him up with the cartridges.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man. So it was stinky, dog.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. That weed's bomb, dude.
Charlie Murphy was there, bro, chilling. Oh, fool, so I was going to shoot my scene, right? And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they added Nate Diaz to the scene.
Really?
To be my homie.
Oh, hell yeah,
So that's cool, man.
That's tight, fool.
Taking selfies with that fool, man. He has 1.2 followers. 1.2 million followers. I was hoping that maybe 1% of them would come to my page. That's how you do it, dog.
Those pictures were bomb, dog.
It was cool, man. Also, man, you know who was there, bro? It's Eddie Griffin standing.
Who, fool?
You'll never guess.
I ain't gonna guess head.
It's a black comedian. Little Sammy.
Little Sammy?
Little Sammy.
What, that fool from Africa?
No, that's Michael Blackson.
No, remember that one fool said G. Riley brought Sammy, that African fool?
That's the Bush, man.
Yeah, Sam. Nah, fool, I don't remember him, dude.
Little Sammy, fool. I started stand-up with that fool.
Oh, okay.
That fool brought up... Man, that fool said to me, man, Felipe, I remember you started, man. When you showed me that photo of you and that porn star, I said, what? What porn star? Man, it was old school, man. You had a Polaroid. Which one?
You and El Catrín went to Cheetahs?
Oh, yeah. It was an old porn star named Keisha.
Yeah. Was that a Cheetah?
Keisha, bro. She was from the Ron Jeremy days.
She's like half, right?
Yeah.
Mixed chick? Beautiful?
She's Latina and Jewish.
Okay.
So I went to... Bob's classy lady, and she was performing there, bro. And I took a photo with her for $10.
Yeah, I seen that photo, though.
I don't know where it is right now.
You had it at the Denby spot.
Yeah, probably in her 55.
Easy
she was
now.
In that. She was in that movie with Artie
Lang.
Yeah, she was shooting pinball or.
Oh yeah, she's a class after like Terry Wagle and them.
Yeah, damn.
Evan Brown.
Damn.
Yeah, fool. She's like the ones when they started getting really fine, dog.
Dude, she was one of the last porn stars that had that puffy ass hair on the front that was nasty that I hate now.
What, the little copete?
No, it was like the 80s hair, the 80s, perm hair.
The one that looks like a real estate lady or something?
Yes.
So.
Yeah, man, like I don't know why, but some paisa ladies still have that, dog.
I love Bon Jovi hairdo.
Yeah, man.
What else is crazy?
So it was awesome, bro, to work on that show, man. And I got to do one episode. I'm gonna go back to. I'm gonna film. I film Wednesday and I film Thursday.
That's awesome.
Tonight, which is Thursday. Well, yeah, tonight.
Oh, so it's 2 days already.
My bad. I work Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, man. I always wanted to be. Always like when I used to imagine myself being in a television show. That's how I imagine myself, bro. Working for 3 hours and going home.
I'd be like De Niro and the King of Comedy, dog.
Hell yeah, bro. Actually, 5 hours. There we go.
Oh, before they start calling in?
Oh, 5 minutes before they call in. Okay, man. So, also, people, check me out on that show, Superstore. Superstore.
And,
Oh, man, when we went to that meeting with NBC, I ran into the director of that show, Superstore,
mm-hmm.
Whittingham. Cool director, man, and he was giving me props. So he was telling me that my episode came out good. The episode came out awesome. So that's going to be good. Also, man, shout out to everybody who came out to the Bray Improv. 8 sold out shows.
Hell yeah.
Everybody was there. We got to meet Rodrigo's lady. She showed up all shy. Two shy people meeting. hanging out, that means nobody's holding hands. So, yeah, this man, you look all happy, bro. I see wedding bells.
What? No, she was there at the Saturday show, the second show. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know,
she was watching the merch.
No, and then table. And on Thursday she showed up. We went out to go have a drink after, and then and then I met up with her.
It was tiring, huh, bro? No time to do nothing after her.
Nah, dude. But you know what, dude? Fuck that. That shit was fucking awesome, dog. It was, and it's crazy, fool, because they were all sold out. But to me, the Sunday shows seem even more packed because you can feel the body heat, dog.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, because you can feel it. And then everybody felt it, dog. It's weird, but fuck.
For a lot of people from the older shows, you showed up. Wild Coyotes.
Old-ass heavy hitters, dog.
El Patio, bro, in Orange.
Yeah, dude. Like a lot of fools I haven't seen in a decade, dog.
Fools that I used to do shows with George Lopez. George Perez.
El Chivo, dog.
El Chivo, bro. Sunset Room. What's up with fools, bro, when you do a show at the Brand Pro? 8 sold-out shows, but they still want you to go do a free show at the Sunset Room. Don't forget.
Yeah. That one, Lisa Munoz, she came out with her husband. They came out twice because, you know, they already knew about it, but they always go to the Sunset Room.
We had the great show. We had Gene Pompa there.
Hey there, little bear.
And Cookie Ho.
What's up, y'all? Detroit's finest.
And Dustin Ibarra, one-nighter.
Hell yeah, dude. On the Sunday.
Who showed up on Sunday, huh?
He came in like a wrecking ball.
And left like a bowling ball.
Oh, dude, that fool, dog.
He was too happy, bro.
He was excited, dog.
Too happy.
He's excited for what's happening, dog. No, yeah, that's the thing. Because he just ate a little bit of cookies and that little piece of bacon.
I went to his house, bro. He had no food.
I think he doesn't want to gain weight, dog. You know what I mean?
Probably, huh?
Yeah, fool.
He's probably, remember, like, that dude, the parking lot killer, bro.
He went a month without eating.
He would eat, like, I remember one time Ivan was trying to get him to eat. He go, let's go eat, bro. And then he goes, nah, bro, I ate a tortilla yesterday.
Yeah, brother, I just eat saltines and water, brother, and drinks.
That fool used to be fat.
Fat as hell, dog.
But you know what? Even though he lost the weight, his head looked huge, bro.
Well, I think your body grows with the fatness. You see those people that lose a lot of weight and that head looks weird? Looks like a couch head, fool.
Oh, man. Speaking of big-ass heads, bro.
Yeah, man.
You got to go to YouTube and look up Louis C.K. and Jay Leno go at each other. Or they brawl.
Where, fool?
It's hilarious, bro. It's on YouTube.
Just words?
Just words, bro. They're bagging each other because Louis C.K. We'll play here because Louis C.K. shows up with like an ugly ass. It's like a Freddy Krueger ugly ass sweatshirt, bro. Like they used for like the dog, bro. Like
on the Tonight Show,
like for the dog to bite it. You know what I mean? And then like to keep it away from him. So it was all green, and then as soon as he shows up, he looked at him, man. Jay Leno goes, "Hey, man. Wow, man, you got dressed up tonight, huh?" And he goes, and then Louis C.K., man, well, look at you, man. You're just like a cop. And then whatever, Jay Leno forgot the fuck, what the hell he said. But Louis C.K. looks at him, man. He goes, man, I can't. You're the weirdest looking person I've ever seen, man. I can't believe I'm looking at you. He goes, like, if you were to commit a crime and I'm trying to tell the cop who did it, this is before social media. Don't tell me for reals, man. No, for reals. What did he look like?
How did he describe him? Yeah. No, really, come on. Yeah, I've never seen that shit. It's funny, though.
It's funny, dog. Hilarious. Shout out to Ezo, man. We're waiting for some slabs. No,
yeah.
Really, we are.
He's probably right there waiting.
He might stop by.
He's probably
give us
call.
A call. What's up, fool? So, man, how's the Yeah Man going?
Good, dude. I got a new episode coming up, a solo one, and I got Johnny Rooker and Lil Rizzo doing one today.
You show Rizzo that little photo of his lady?
Dude, both those fools collapsed, dog.
Sometimes, man, we find photos that look like our friends' ladies, and they're hilarious. Hilarious.
Yeah.
All right,
dude.
Man.
That shit was funny, dog.
Shout out to my rabbit right now, bro. He's waiting for pallets. They haven't shown up.
Rabbit Palace.
We ordered Robert Palace.
Amazon or what?
And that they have not showed up. And every time he hears a door, like he thinks it's the mailman, bro. She gets excited.
She already knows?
Nah.
Oh, dude, I get excited. This fool, dog. I'll try to knock with the little paw.
What's up, fool?
Chilling.
Hello. our first caller, bro. Sound, imitate me, bro.
Hello, dog.
Hello.
Hey, hello.
What's up, fool? What's up, Lancaster?
Oh, damn. Palmdale.
Palmdale.
Damn. I'm going to get it right one day. Last time you called, right. I said Des Moines.
Des Moines.
All good.
What's
How's
up?
Everybody?
Good,
man. We're doing great.
Hi, Lisa.
She says hi. She's over there on the wheel of the steel.
Cool. She's handling it, huh?
She's over there working on Rodrigo's laptop because Rodrigo's laptop has a lot of bugs.
Viruses,
and spam
huh?
viruses from watching too much porn.
Nah. Switching over to the new GarageBand. Old one.
Yeah,
he
man.
He has to clear his history because he's all in love now.
He's all in love. That's why he is all in love.
I'll tell you, when I found out he was all in love, when he kept throwing the little punky shots out on his podcast.
If you're listening, dog.
I was listening.
What punky shots?
That was the sign. He keeps throwing little cues out there, or little hidden notes. I don't know what it is, but he keeps shouting out punky left and right.
It deciphered me all the way from Palmdale.
Yeah.
How you been?
Good. I was just calling in, of course, because I'm listening. And are you still planning on doing that special limited edition album you were talking about?
Yes. Right after we finish editing the album, we're going to transfer it into an album and see what we can do and maybe make 100 copies or 200 and sell them for like $50 each or $30. They're all going to be signed.
Cool.
Vinyl's $25 a vinyl, dude. Or 30.
Oh, what am I throwing a record player, bro? Huh? We're looking for a poster for the inside. You know, it's going to be a nice album that you can open up. You know, remember the Grease album? How it was cool with photos of the movie?
Sure.
Yeah, we're going to have photos of me when I was a baby. Taking a dump.
Right on.
Yeah. It's going to be special.
Cool.
Might be a pop-up.
I'm just calling in just to let you guys know I'm still here. I always listen. I kind of feel like I'm part of the podcast. Just my mic's on mute. That's all.
You are part of the podcast, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And also, I want to share some news with you guys. My son's going to be heading off to boot camp. He joined the U.S. Army.
They got him, huh?
They got him,
man. They saw a leader in him.
But it's all good.
He's going to have fun. He's going to ship out to where? To the South?
Yeah, exactly.
He's going to go to Biloxi. Georgia. Biloxi, Alabama, Mississippi?
No, I think to Georgia.
Georgia.
Yeah, I believe so.
Wow. If I ever make it out to the Atlanta Punchline, you should just go over there and visit him and come to the show.
Right.
Right on.
Sounds good. Yeah, and I also started watching the Superstore on the app, trying to catch up so I could see when you roll in.
All right. Thank you. How do you like the show?
It's cool. It's cool. I actually, honestly, I don't know none of those people, but I know you, so.
All right. Look out for me, bro.
But I'm watching it and catching up, and then I'll catch you when you get out there with Lopez.
Yes. That was fun.
But no, other than that, everything's good. Summer's great. Moving on to fall.
Thanks for calling. Let me give you a shout out. What's your name again?
It's Tony.
It's Tony, right? Tony?
Don't trip.
Tony or Soli?
It's Tony. It's T Hawkins. Miss T Hawkins.
Miss T Hawkins. Yeah, yeah, Tony Hawkins. Like Tony Hawk. Tony Hawkins.
Yeah, however, John.
Tony Hawkins with a J.
With a J.
Joaquin.
Exactly.
The Joaquin Dead. Well, thanks for calling and thanks for being a supporter. And you are a fixture of our show now.
Part of the family.
Huh.
You're talking Hawkins.
Maybe Jay Hawkins.
Hey,
I just got my SoundCloud alert that Enchilada Casserole just was uploaded today. So
yes.
I've got to log on to that and check it out. But definitely I'm listening. I'm here. You guys keep doing What you doing?
Thank you. How hot did it get in Palmdale this year?
Probably like 100 and maybe 5. To be honest with you,
that's it.
I got the cooler on all day, so it's not a big thing.
Oh, because over here it got
to 100. The only time is when I get into the car to pick up my daughter from school and I burn myself on the chair. But
that happened to you, my
it's
arm.
All good, you know. It's hot everywhere. It's not as bad as it sounds.
It's hot everywhere, man.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's hot everywhere.
Rodrigo grew up without AC.
Swamp cooler. Eh? My dad cut it off, dude. I was being cheap, dog. Hey, dog. There wasn't money to spread around back then. Eh?
You used to make fans.
Oh, and also, guys, I'm sorry. I wanted to also say rest in peace to the caller, Rory.
Oh,
oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Back to here. Very sad to hear.
That sucks.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. No problem.
Well, thank you for calling, okay. T. Hawkins.
Oh, yeah.
Take care. Stay up, guys.
Yeah. Good luck to your son. Have a wonderful week.
You too. Hawkins. Bye.
Hawkins. What's up, fool?
Hey, what's up, fool?
What's up, fool? Who's this?
Abraham of San Jose.
What up,
Abraham? Abraham of San Jose. What's up, fool? Yeah. Let's go to the show, bro.
How you doing, dog?
Good, good. How about yourself?
Good, dog. Share your experience, dog.
I went to the show on Friday when you guys were over here.
Hell yeah, man. What you think of the show?
I liked it a lot.
The background.
The background for me?
No, what you think of the background of my special?
Oh, the background. I like the background. The picture was funny, though.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, good background. I like the show. Great, great content. And Enrique, Rodrigo, with Austin?
Yeah.
That was pretty funny, too.
Hell yeah, dude. Thank you very much.
How about get off the field, Keith Manning?
What's going on?
Yeah, you're funny, too. I like
it.
Oh, they finally got to see Keith Manning, bro, over here in the West Coast.
Get off the field.
We didn't even say get off the field, huh?
Nah, just on the hashtags and the pictures.
Oh, man, that fool's a hardcore Patriots fan, man.
A mean one.
Mean one, bro. That fool puts on Patriots shorts, socks, hat, wristband, and I bet you his baby now has a little baby suit.
Yeah, because his lady's all Patriots out, too, dog.
Get off the field.
Yeah, man.
Fool. Check this out, bro. I was talking to George Lopez yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I asked George Lopez, hey, George, are you going to be a Ram fan or are you going to remain a Raider fan?
What'd he say?
And he said, well, I was a Ram fan when they were in L.A., but then they left, you know? He said that he went to the first Oakland Raiders L.A. Rams game because that was the first game, the first L.A. Raider L.A. Ram game. That's when the Rams went to Orange County.
He said
there was more Raider fans, and they booed the Rams
really?
In their home game.
Hell yeah, dog.
Like, what's up, Raider Nation?
So silver and black, huh? He stays.
He's going to stay silver and black, bro.
That's what I'm saying, dog.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
I don't want to be a hater on another team or nothing, but yeah.
No, you know, but I will support, you know, I'm not going to hate on no L.A. Ram fans because a lot of people who are Ram fans, they never had a football team. You know, they didn't have, like, they won one in a football team,
yeah.
So now they accept the L.A. Rams as their own, and I don't hate on that.
That's cool.
But I just hate on those fools that who are going to walk around acting like they've been a Ram fan their whole lives.
All the new bandwagoneers?
Bandwagoneers, bro. But, you know, there's some fools that show up. What's up, homie? You got any questions? I don't want to think we forgot about you.
Oh, damn, dog. I'm sorry. I was lost in the moment, eh?
I was getting emotional, bro. My nipples were hard right now talking about the Raiders.
What up, Abraham? Talk to us, though.
Well, Felipe, what do you think about the Colin Kaepernick on his not standing up while the national anthem?
Wow, man. He should have saved Jehovah Witness, bro. Because those motherfuckers never stood up for the fucking Pledge of Allegiance in my school. And nobody told him shit. For real, bro. Those fools sit down. They don't even celebrate Christmas, Halloween. Nobody tells them nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
And then one football player who looked like fucking Squidward from the SpongeBob.
Doesn't stand up and everybody goes crazy.
They go crazy, bro. But it's funny how they used it, like, even it gives whenever a person stands up like that, it gives, like, the people who are really racist more power to come out, huh?
Well, yeah, it feeds them. I mean, shit. Gives them fuel to talk all this crap, but I mean, who cares, dude? I mean, dude, like, the NFL or football is indicative of your patriotism, dude. Would you recite to me the Constitution, dog? Tell me how patriotic you really are. Fuck out of here.
I know, man. What do you think, man? You think he would have done it
in a different way?
You think if he would have done it if he was starting?
Nah, I don't think he'll do it.
So you think he slipped and needs more heat, huh?
I don't think so either, man.
Yeah, where were you the last couple of years when they really needed you?
Do you think he would have started that if the 49ers would have won the Super Bowl last year?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, where were you at in St. Louis when the riots were going on, the protests, brother?
Just trying to get his last 5 minutes of fame.
That could be I know, man.
Somebody hit up George Lopez, man. You have a voice. You should speak out. Bro, he's doing a comedy show with black people. Isn't that speaking enough? He's on a comedy get down tour with Eddie Griffin and Charlie Murphy. It doesn't say his Black Lives Matter. Nothing does.
I know, man.
And then some people are mad that his show is going to be on BET without even know how TV works.
Yeah, there's no MET, though.
Maybe they all said no.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm telling you, man, there's no Mexican ET. It should be one. Metamelo.
This. Well, be a gay channel, eh?
There used to be a Mexican channel. It was called Galavision, and they show Que Locos, an English show.
Oh, yeah, dude. That shit was hard, dude.
People get mad at everything, huh, bro?
You're never going to make everybody happy, though.
Never, bro.
That's it. Jesus didn't do it, dog. How could you do it?
I know, man. He only helped the Jesuits.
These fools, dog.
Even when we have Father Greg Boyle, remember I told you?
People hate on him, fool. It's like, dude, really?
Fool, there's people from the neighborhood that say, oh, man, he only helps Cuatro Flats. Oh, he only helps Fakin Street. Oh, he only helps, you know, the mob crew.
There's only 24 hours in a day.
Yeah, man.
He'll get to you eventually.
Yeah, man. He only helps, you know what, bro? He only helps bald-headed people.
Well, he helps people that need help, dude.
Yeah.
Is that the people that don't really need help, but they go over there and get a free lunch anyway? Come on, dog. You're doing that shit when you got a refrigerator full of food. Fuck out.
Hell yeah, man. So what's up, fool, man? How's life in the San Jose?
Yeah, dog.
It's chill.
They're just chill?
No more.
I ate some good-ass sandwiches at Lee's, bro.
Oh, hell yeah. Lee's was bomb, dog.
I went to the one in Brighton. Orange County, that shit sucked, dog.
It wasn't the same?
Hell no, it was all dirty.
It's an older Lee's then. They didn't have the one because they have the newer one because you had an older version in Alhambra. Now they have a new one that looks like the one in San Jose.
I asked for four things in a row. They didn't have it.
They have a veggie one.
But it's not even as good? Not even the bread? Yeah. Oh, that sucks. I just been to the one in Alhambra, dog. That one's the same, dog.
Yeah, man. That Lee's felt like Kings of Leon.
They were lying, dog. Get out of here.
So what's up, fool, man?
Abraham, dog. Abraham. Representing, dog.
Thanks for representing, bro.
Where's Lincoln at?
Thanks for the shout out. I hope you like the dominoes.
Hell yeah, fool. Be the domino effect over here.
Yeah. I'll stop by and say hello.
Thank you
for doing what you're doing.
Thank you, man.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
Thank you. We love you, man.
Hell yeah, fool. Keep shining, dog.
Hell yeah.
Late.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
What's up, fool?
What's up, Felipe?
What's up, fool? Who is this?
This is Jorge and Stephanie Valencia. We're big-time fans, and we love your comedy. We love every show of your podcast.
Where are you calling from, man?
We're calling from Paso Robles.
Oh, shit.
Paso Robles, or unless you're a news anchor on television, in Paso Robles.
Oh, Paso Robles, yeah.
It's funny how they're trying to change it little by little, huh?
I can't pronounce Robles.
Because they say on television, Paso Robles. Paso Robles, cabrón.
All you got to do is copy Larry Merchant, dog.
Larry Merchant. Paso Robles.
Boom.
Man, thank you for listening, man. Go ahead. I was going to say thank you for listening. But go ahead. When am I going to come back where? Morro Bay?
Yeah, when are you coming back to Morro Bay?
Fool, I'm gonna be in Morro Bay Thanksgiving, bro. Because I have nowhere to go. My mom's going to Mexico.
This fool.
My brother, they'll make turkey. My brother was married to a Salvadoran lady, so they're going to make sandwiches, bro. So I don't want to go over there.
Nah, dick.
That's cool. All right, we'll hopefully meet you down there.
Hell yeah, bro. You know what? I am going to be there on Thanksgiving weekend there with my rabbit slippers hiding in the hotel room. But I'll be over there by that big rock, bird watching, bro, shrooming, doing something. I won't be shrooming.
He caught up with you last time you guys were out there?
No, he didn't.
Oh, okay, because I know you took a bunch of pictures and videos with fans over there, right?
I was Ted Martinez was trying to find me, but he couldn't find me.
But he found the Pokemon.
Yeah, bro, I'll be over there, bro, hanging out.
All right, take it easy, guys.
Thank you, bro.
All right, Valencia. Be cool, dog.
Fool, they have a thrift store. It's pretty awesome over there.
I bet, dude. I bet you there's a bunch of cars.
Oh, they have a skateboarding museum, bro. And that dude has really, really old skates. And something that I like to see, the skater's shoes that they used to wear.
Also the world's biggest skateboard, right?
Yes.
Fuck yeah, dude.
What's up, fool?
Hey, what's up?
Thanks for calling. Who's this?
This is Vivian from Tucson.
What's up, Vivian from Tucson? Now, yeah, she's a OG caller, bro.
How you doing,
Vivian? She's a part of the What's Up Fool family, bro, and Inch of the Casserole and Yemen family.
Hell yeah, how you doing?
Yep. You remember me, don't you, Felipe?
I do remember you. How you been?
I've been okay. I could be better, but you're lying, aren't you?
No, I just laughed. I always laugh out of stupidity, whatever.
I do remember you from Tucson, right, Vivian?
Yes. How are you guys?
Good.
How you been?
I've been good. I just Snapchat you to answer your phone, too, because I've been calling.
Oh, yeah, man? How you been, man? How's Tucson? What are you doing in Tucson?
Nothing. There is nothing to do here.
What?
Nothing. That's nothing to say.
Saw a meteor shower last time. It was fucking cool.
Do me a favor, man. You're leaving Tucson. Look for a black woman named Dollar Bill for me.
Dollar Bill?
Yeah, I'm trying to get her on a podcast, and she's like this woman that gave me a cab ride.
She's a driver.
She works for a limousine service. Her nickname is Dollar Bill, and she has a story to tell.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, look for her, man.
Said her fingernails are, she had little pieces of Dollar Bill in her.
She's not hard to find. She's a very exotic woman, and her fingernails always have Dollar Bills on them.
Well manicured.
Huh, okay. My search will be on. I will look for her.
Also, shout out to Big Alex in Tucson.
Tucson? Yeah, so if you find her, you'll move up to the bonus round.
We did a show in Tucson, didn't we?
Yeah, dude, just recently.
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
You remembered me.
I remember you when you guys went up to go take pictures with them, but we did a Pueblo the next day.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. That show was crazy, dude.
Yes, I love. That was my first show seeing you. I was so excited.
Awesome.
I was very excited, but you know what? It was really hot in there. Maybe it was just me.
I just think there was just a lot of people and the energy and all that shit. You felt that. I felt the body heat away too.
Maybe it was your scarf.
You know what was so cool was that you guys waited for everybody to come in because we got there. We were running a little bit late because I live about 15 minutes outside of Tucson in Sahuarita, closer to like going to Nogales. So we left late. We got there a little bit late. And then we get there. We had to wait for my husband's cousin because he had the tickets. So we wait there for them. And then we get in. And then they tell us we have to wait in another long-ass line to get in. So you guys started the show a little bit late so that everybody could come in because I was so mad. I was like, I'm going to miss it. It's going to be over by the time I get in. But no, you guys waited, so that was cool.
Only people from Tucson can make a 15-minute trip into 2 hours. Right? It normally takes me 15 minutes, but we're 3 hours there because I have to stand in line to buy beer and a beer. They only have one beer line and no beer. You've been to places like that where there's like only one beer line?
That's it, dude.
I can't believe it, bro.
And you're still waiting that
I don't drink, though, but I'm just thinking about the drinkers.
Oh, dude. It's a hassle. Yeah. It'll be like Gene and bring a little flask.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was crazy, but it was well worth it.
Hell yeah, that's
loved
what's up.
It. And I could not stop laughing, and my face hurt when I left because I was smiling so much and from laughing.
Awesome,
but it was awesome. Hello?
Oh, we're here.
Awesome, man.
That's like, hell yeah.
You had an ab workout.
My other line was ringing. It's my daughter. So funny. I'm trying to call you guys, right? I'm a stay-at-home mom right now. I usually do work for a tax place up in Green Valley over here where I live. Just doing seasonal work. Starts in January. Well, right now I'm helping my daughter out. I babysit my grandson. So, like, my phone never rings. I don't call anybody. I really don't text anybody but my kids.
Only for emergencies.
But today, so you don't know. Everybody decides to call. Everybody decides to text. And my grandson goes and falls off of his little cart that he has and busts his lip.
Call
right
CPS.
I'm going to call you guys. Huh?
Wow. So I guess you won't be babysitting for a while, huh?
He went to Chipotle.
No, he's a good boy. He's 3 years old, and he keeps me busy.
He's a daredevil.
I'm happy to babysit him. Huh?
He's a daredevil.
He is a daredevil. He's pretty funny. I put him on Snap one time because I was sitting there on my bed doing my makeup, and he's sitting there watching me, and he's looking at me, and then he goes, "What are you doing, Nana?" I'm like, "I'm putting on my makeup so I can be pretty."
You're going to go viral. Goes,
okay, let me look. So he covers his head. And this was all him. This was his doing. But I put him on Snap. He takes the covers off of his face, and he goes, "Oh, you're pretty, Nana." And then he goes, "No, wait, you're still ugly." It was the funniest thing ever.
What? Kids say the darnest things.
Yeah, they say the truth. But it was so funny. I put him on Snap, and he was just so cute. And, yeah, he just keeps me busy. I'm happy to babysit him every day.
Can't wait till Halloween.
Let the children play. Well, thank you for calling. Tucson, Arizona. Vivian?
You don't forget about me. I emailed you the other day, and so I could be on your podcast. I want to go down there and be on your podcast and sit there with you guys.
We're going to have live tours one day.
Yeah, man, we're going to have live tours one day.
That's good, because I want to be there, because I think I could make you guys laugh.
Yeah, man, I'm already laughing.
Yeah, put on your makeup.
The crazy shit that goes on. The crazy shit that goes on here on the life of a stay-at-home grandma.
Wow, man, we're out of paiso. Insane.
What?
Yeah, I can just imagine, man. We're on a pine saw. What are we going to do?
Who broke my vacuum?
Who left the dishes in the living room?
If you don't flush the toilet one more time, you're out of here.
Right?
And make your bed. I thought you were going to make it. You're a stay-at-home mom.
Oh, my God. Who took my shopping list?
That, you wouldn't believe the things that do happen.
The mop's supposed to be on the ground, not your head, you know?
I do put them on Snap, so if you follow my Snapchat, then you're going to see a lot of crazy stuff that does.
Where's the cable guy? Huh? Where's the cable guy stories?
Somebody broke my sprinkler.
Oh, you don't want to know the cable guy story.
No, we don't. Eh?
That's your nickname, housewife. Eh?
Do you want me to tell you the cable guy story?
No. I want to hear the exterminator story first.
Give me a little tune, eh?
I want to hear the exterminator story.
No.
Okay, spider bit me.
The cable guy story. Can I tell you it real quick?
Look at scorpions.
Do you want to hear the cable guy story?
I want to hear the plumber story, man.
Throw the kid at the cactus. I don't even have a lawn, eh? It's Tucson.
I want to hear the story about your nephew eating Drano.
Let me tell you what happened. Listen.
Oh, we have another caller. Hold on. Stay on the line.
What?
We have one more caller. How about you just catch up with us next month? This is too good. Because we have two more callers on the line, Vivian. We will not forget about you.
Hello?
Hello, Felipe.
What's up, fool?
What's up?
How are you, man? Who's this, bro? Are you driving or what?
I sure am.
Oh, that's that fool with the truck, right?
Give us a little honk, dog.
You heard that shit, huh?
Hell yeah. One more, dog.
What's up, Rodrigo?
Chilling, dog. How you living?
This is the guy that drives the truck, bro, the 18-wheeler. The 5X. Yeah. 5X guy.
Nah, this is David from Linwood.
Oh, what's up, David?
Oh, what's up, David from Linwood? How you been, man?
Good, man. Hey, I just wanted to let you know, my son took me to your show on Saturday at Bray Improv. It was a very good show, man. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. You were there with your whole family or just your son?
No, just me and my son. My son, Mikey. Shout out to Mikey.
Mikey, bro. Hell yeah. I remember this guy. He went to the show.
Thanks for bringing your dad out, dog.
Now, Rodrigo was very cool, though, man. At the end of the show, he took a picture with us. Gave us some stickers. Really appreciate that shit.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I know you were in glasses. You had that black shirt. Got a photographic memory.
Fuck. Yep.
Taking pictures.
Hold
on, listen.
Or you remember, bro.
Damn,
took 10 photos.
He has a good-ass memory. Damn.
And I took more than that.
Right?
Go ahead, but I do a real question for Rodrigo. Stay on the line, though, bro.
What, dude?
It must be tough to be right there on the merch. Come on, motherfucker, we're reaching out for your neck, huh? I'm just thinking of
it. Who's grabbing me, dog?
I look over, I wish somebody reaching out for your neck. I said, do you want a photo from Rodrigo? We're trying to strangle this group for saying that. Or something. Or maybe with that guy that stays fucking Rodrigo. I just see motherfuckers tugging at your ass.
They would put me in the arm bar, dog. Should have brought Nick Diaz to save me, dog.
So what's up, fool? You had a good time with your son?
Oh man, we had a great time.
Hell yeah, man.
On what day did you go? Saturday.
We went Saturday to the 7 o'clock showing.
Oh, that's awesome show, bro. We were hype.
Yeah, no, you guys had Gene Pompa out there. It was fucking great.
Chicano to the bone.
Hey, little bro.
Right. Yeah. I got a friend over here too that wants to say what's up.
I will.
What's up, dog?
Hold on right here. Hold on. This is my boy, Oscar Aldana, man. He's a big-ass fan, too. Oscar, say what's up to Felipe. Felipe Esparza, man. Oh, shit. What's up, Felipe?
What's up, fool? How you doing, man? You're live on the What's Up, Fool podcast right now on YouTube. Everybody watching us live. We got people watching us all the way to up in Ireland. Glenn Carlin.
What's up, brother?
And
just chilling, man. Just trying to get through the day of work.
Hell yeah, Oscar.
What do you guys do for a living, bro? Construction or plumbing? Body snatching.
We're drivers, dude.
What do you guys haul? What do you guys drive?
Everything, bro.
No, we transport auto parts. We're right here out of Whittier, California, Santa Fe Springs.
Oh, the pickup part, bro.
Nah. Pretty close, though, man. But yeah, Felipe, real cool talking to you.
Oh, man. Thanks for calling in, bro. Thanks for coming to the show. And what's up, fool? Thanks for meeting you, dog. Thanks for listening.
Hell yeah, dude. Linwood in the house tonight.
That's right. Hey, Rodrigo, man. Big shout out to you. Gracias.
De nada, homie. Keep shining.
De nada, man. Everybody from Linwood sounds like Emilio, bro.
Hell yeah,
Sons of Anarchy. What's up, fool?
What's up?
What's up, fool? Who's this?
I'm on a fucking delay. I'm on the delay.
Hey, there's a lot of callers, dog. You got in, homie.
I just remember. I've heard you before, and I'm like, hey, turn the sound down, bro.
Oh, hell yeah, dog. The receiver all on 10.
Who's this, bro?
Oh, man, I'm Lorenzo, man, from Bakersfield.
Lorenzo from Bakersfield, Raza.
How you doing, dog?
Coming from Pico Rivera, man.
Oh, yeah? That's where you're originally from?
Yeah, I was born in Pico.
Tampico.
Home of the Lobos?
High school?
Oh, I don't know, man. Hey, it's my brother's block. I left when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah?
My brother's block.
You know, the block.
So how's
that? Go back to the block. Nah, I don't know.
So you listen to our podcast from Bakersfield every Friday?
No, you know, I download them, dude. I subscribe to you on iTunes, and I just download it, man. Whenever it's available.
That's good enough. I'm waiting
for 15 of Casserole.
Thank you, bro. We have a new intro of the casserole that dropped right now.
Oh, well, guess what? When you get on the Wi-Fi, I'll download.
Hell episode yeah. 15, dog.
Hell yeah, bro. Oh, thank you for...
going strong.
Thank you for listening to the What's Up Food podcast, man. We made it to 166.
Yeah, no, man. 135.
You're doing good, man. I like your show. It's really cool. I wish I had a question, but I just want to see if I get through.
Yes.
I just want to say what's up. That's cool. Okay,
yeah.
What's
the question?
Oh, man. Just... how long do you think you'll be doing this? And if, like a podcast, or I know your comedy, you've been doing it for a while, but like a podcast, how do you see?
The podcast, we see ourselves, we're doing it, we're going on 2 years now. I think we're going to continue to keep doing it.
You know, I like what you guys are doing, man. Even Rodrigo's podcast, too. That one's real cool, real informative, man. I like it.
Thank you so much,
also,
man.
Also, the Angel of the Casserole, we're thinking of going one every week, but we get so busy that... we can't get to it to 2 weeks. Sometimes the last time it took too long, but we'll be back. Hopefully, when I come back,
you know the real fans will stick around. Well,
yeah, thanks, man.
Hell yeah, dude.
All right, man. I let you free up your line. I wish I had a question for you, but that was good enough, and I appreciate it, man.
Thank you for listening, bro. Lorenzo in Bakersfield.
Hell yeah, Baco now.
What's up, boo?
Baco, you know the Baker boys?
Nah. Nah, that'd be for my time.
All right.
I heard of them. Yeah. You know, I've just seen them.
All right, fool.
Anyway.
All right, pues, Lorenzo. Keep shining.
You have a nice one, man. Thank you. Bye.
Hello.
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 What's up, fool? Who's this?
It's Moshe.
You're calling, you're calling from Merced or you're Moises?
Moises from Navarro.
Marcel, what's up, fool? This is the fool that was on house arrest. He couldn't go to the show.
What, did you get the bracelet off?
Yeah, that's me.
That's him, man. His daughter ended up going to the show, and they told him about it.
No, and I'm actually with her right
his
now.
His case manager couldn't get a hold of him, so this fool couldn't call him to go to the show, so he fucking cock-blocked him from having a good time.
You want to know a little update from that story?
What's tell us,
update,
dude.
Bro?
Oh my God! This fucking cocksucker quit his job, and
fuck!
I don't even know who heard. I don't even know who heard my little sad puppy voicemail. And I know I left him when it was probably hella depressing, you know, like little puppy, sad voicemail. I was like, hey, come on, Enrique, like, come on, fool, pick up the phone, type of shit. And nah, I didn't. I got a call from another case manager that I had to take over his job because that fool had quit like 2 weeks ago, and I didn't even know.
Damn.
Yeah, he did me dirty, like the hoes.
That's fucked up, because he quit and didn't tell no one, or he just left?
Yeah, he just quit. You know,
his case manager quit on him, and he's been gone for 2 weeks and doesn't tell nobody, so all these cases are open, and they're all wondering, you know, what's going on. I bet you a lot of fools, orale, I was lucky I could have tested dirty that week.
You're over there stressing him out, Moises.
So you could have left and nobody would have noticed, huh?
Nah, I don't know.
I think they'll notice.
I should have started going off. There'll be seven fools on your ass.
Oh, and then the whole SWAT team would have came through.
What did you do, dog?
DUI.
It's not even like an ankle bracelet. I got a fucking, you know, I got a little too happy one night. And where I got a DUI and got a fucking alcohol bracelet. And I have to report it at 10 o'clock each night. And the show started at 10 o'clock, and I wasn't going to be able to make it. I called the San Jose Improv the day before, and I was like, hey, yo, some lady picked up. And I was like, hey, yo, you know, I got tickets for the 10 o'clock show, wooty-wooty-woo. And she's like, well, too bad. I can't switch it. Everything's sold out. And she hung up. I was like, aw.
She knew the case manager.
Oh, and she probably the hook.
Nah, dog.
That's crazy.
But this is the crazy thing is that right now, I just noticed that you guys were live, and I was like, oh fuck, I'm with my daughter right now. I just put her to sleep. We're gonna go somewhere, and she fell asleep in the pinche stroller. So now we gotta go back home and shit. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna check out Felipe's the internet real quick. And I said you guys were live. I was like, what? I've been trying to call him forever.
Dilemmas, dog.
Well, I'm glad you got in, man. And because listeners want to know what happened.
Yeah, dude, from last time.
Oh, it's a little update, you know.
That's crazy, man.
Get wet and reckless.
Case manager quiz doesn't tell nobody. Irresponsible, yeah, like, tell me.
Oh, he's a dick,
man.
Dude.
Little cocksucker. He was like, I think he was a hoe, man. You know, he just took my case. Like how hoes get up on you, they take you, and then they just leave you in the middle of the night.
He was an unprofessional hoe.
He left you. He Holy left shit. You like a dirty underwear, bro.
Te dejaron plantado, güey.
Con los calzones cagados y todo.
Hell yeah, bro. He left. It was like a, it was like not even a walk of shame, bro. It was just a walk.
This fool dog.
He left you, bro, like a fat chick, bro. When a guy shows up and realizes what he met on Craigslist.
Walk right past her, dog.
He left you how we left that chick that wanted to be on the podcast because she's a housewife, eh?
Should she be cleaning the patio? Those windows look
like
foggy.
Corey Holcomson, when you order those chicks from Backpage and you ended up getting something else.
They say you? Okay, dude.
That's a good one. He made that face like, okay, let's make it work.
Hey, Felipe.
What's up?
Hey, did you get the email with the pictures I haven't sent? I gave those tickets away. I don't know if you read my email. I sent
yes.
We had to give the tickets away. Got some. I told my fucking, my baby mama went, right? So I told her, I'm like, hey, talk to my hero, hey. She said she saw you. She got all fucking starstruck. I was like, come on. No, my bitch. I said, you on one mission. And you couldn't even do it.
For one mission and she couldn't do it. Talk to my God. Hero, dog.
And I was like,
she hey, had one you job.
Tell him, I said, yeah, man. And she couldn't even do that. She said that the whole fucking building was going, yeah,
I'm
man,
done
yeah,
with
man.
Her.
Like in the fucking... Like the movie Nemo when all the seagulls are flocking like, oh, no. It was like a bunch of, yeah, man, yeah, man.
Oh, my God. Dude, this fool right here, dog. Maybe you should be locked up, you know? You're
yeah.
right.
I think the last podcast we had was with Father Greg Boyle. Was Jeff Cohen, and we read the letter.
Yeah, I saw that. Oh, my God. Mondo almost shit himself when I told him about it.
Cool, man. That's crazy.
Cuckoo. But shit, Felipe, I'll let people get on the line, man.
I love you, man. I love you, man. Thanks for calling.
Hell yeah, Moises.
All right, Moises. I'll try to see you guys in Sacramento.
Hell yeah, man. Or in January, I'll be at Tommy T's.
Orale, pues. Oh, tell Lisa, what's up? the manager, of course.
He says, what's up?
The legend behind everything.
The homie, the legend behind everything. She's over here, man. Say hello, Lisa.
Hello.
Over here. Hello. I made her come over here, bro. Say hello.
Hi, Moises.
She said, hi, Moises. She right, got
guys.
Up, bro. She almost had on slippers.
Give me a Yemen.
Yeah, man.
What's up, fool? Thank you, bro.
Fool, dog. All
right, thank you, guys.
He has that laugh, bro, that he'll kill you in a second. What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool, man? I'm sorry to get you off of bed, bro.
Life on the couch, eh?
This guy, oh, man, he don't wear a hat.
I'm at work delivering mail, man.
What's your name, man?
What's your zip code, dog?
What's your name?
Just be rich. Be rich.
Be rich, the mailman, bro. He calls all the time,
what
bro.
What up, dog?
He's in Detroit.
Hey, what's up, man?
Chilling, hey. Man.
He's in Detroit passing out mail to every other house.
You know how it goes.
Hell yeah, man.
I was just listening to Enchilada Casserole.
Oh, thank you, man.
Yeah, laughing at you and Lisa talking about your mom's hitting on these gay men.
Hell yeah.
This fool, dog.
He sounds faded, huh?
He's just having a good time passing out mail.
Man, it's hard, man. Through this line, man, it's harder than Rodrigo finding a girlfriend, man.
Gotcha.
I called about 100 times, man.
Got him. This fool, dog.
Hey, what happened with that, Rodrigo? Did you find one?
Yeah, man.
He has a girlfriend now. She was at the Bray Improv last week. She's shy, too.
He said she's shy, too.
She's just as shy as him, man. They were walking all day, not holding hands. Every time their knuckles touched, they washed their hands. They were like Fast Time at Richmond High, bro, the first date. Not the one, not the guy who scalped tickets.
These fools, dog.
Yeah, man.
What's up, man? How's life
up,
in Detroit?
Man?
Chilling, dog. How's the weather out there?
Man, it's hot out here, man. It's
you know,
it's about 90 degrees.
Damn.
And humid, huh?
Yeah, man. It's just terrible today. As soon as you step outside, you sweat.
Yeah. You know that me and Rodrigo are going to be out there, man, maybe. I'm gonna be doing a show with Mike Epps in Detroit.
Yeah, you told me last time. I'm trying to get some tickets.
No, man, you get no tickets. I'll probably hook you up.
Oh, all right, that's cool too.
Yeah, I'll hook you up, man. And then me and you and Rodrigo, we'll go to a parking lot.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, parking lot. Yeah, that sounds cool, man.
Hell yeah, man. Detroit's finest. Be rich in the house.
Hell yeah, dog.
What'd you think of that podcast with Chunk from Goonies?
Oh, yeah, I was laughing, man. Y'all silly, man. That guy funny. I was laughing.
Yeah, he was funny, huh?
I ain't never cool. seen the Goonies, but.
You know what?
Oh, you gotta
you
watch
ain't
it,
alone, bro. I saw the Goonies in my later years, and I loved it. Yeah. But I knew all the characters because my friends. But when I saw it, okay, yeah, Chunk.
That movie is huge, yeah. Dude.
Hey, you guys.
I'm a little too young for that, man. I'm only 25, so that's yeah. Before my time.
Yeah, man. Way before your time, man.
Yeah.
Shit. A lot of stuff before your time, like Jaws.
I know about Jaws, though.
Yeah. You came up with a Little Mermaid was popular.
The worst movie was Jaws 3. Lion King.
The original Babysitter.
That's the best Disney movie ever.
Oh, so you grew up with all that shit, huh? Lion King. Yeah.
Barney.
Ghost Chasers.
Yeah.
Animaniacs. Animaniacs. Oh, yeah. And the other one. And y'all grew up with the big comfy couch with Luna and Dolly on the big comfy couch. No?
No, I ain't like that show. I don't know nothing about that.
But you didn't like that show?
How about my style right there? No.
How about I know the kids shows, bro.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
My son used to watch that one with the one with a puppet in the hand.
The puppet.
Lamb chops, bro. Lamb chops.
No, I don't know nothing about that either.
This is the song that never ends. Never. No.
I grew up on Blue's Clues, man.
Blue's Clues.
I was going to say that right now, but I didn't know if you were into that.
I hated that show.
That dude that came out before Blue's Clues, that little guy, that fool used to creep me out, dog.
You know what creeped me out, bro? Was that little baby on that Teletubbies.
Oh, yeah, dude. Weird-ass eyes.
That scared the shit out of me. Teletubbies.
Oh, yeah. I used to like that either. They said all of them was gay.
No, that's when they were saying that they were gay because they didn't have any little parts right there, and it was weird.
They said Bernie.
One of them wore a purse or something.
Yeah. one of them had a circle, and it was like the female sign.
That was part of it.
They thought Bert and Ernie were gay, bro.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yep. Yeah. And this stuff been going on for a long time, man.
Yeah, they've been living together forever. I just thought they were the odd couple. They were two divorcees.
I didn't even know what to think. But they slept in the same room, though, so that was kind of weird.
Yeah, but they ate cookies, bro. I've eaten cookies with my friends. I never thought I was gay.
But you didn't go to sleep.
It's what you go do after you eat that cookie.
Yeah, not go to sleep in the same room.
But see, that's different, though, because y'all thought it was hot.
Yeah.
See, that's different. Y'all get this. Y'all get a pass.
Thank you, man. I'll take that pass.
Oh my god, you're killing me, dude. What's the craziest thing you ever delivered, dude? As a mailman.
What do you think? You think Be Rich is gonna admit to opening packages, bro? It's a federal crime, bro.
I don't know about nothing crazy. I know I delivered a box of tissue, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like
tissue.
Like you ain't.
Oh yeah, bro. It was for the Phoenix Awards.
Man, no, this was a regular what is it called? I forgot the
Kleenex?
Name. Cottonelle.
Oh, those ones.
Cottonelle. It was like a big box room that you could buy from Sam's Club. They ordering it on Amazon.
Tell you,
man, Amazon taking over the world, man.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I go shopping, man, and I see a big ass damn line. And I said, you know what? I'm going to just buy it on Amazon. I'm going to go home. I'll get it tomorrow. Yeah, I can wait.
See? Amazon taking over the world, man. They're keeping us in business, so
that's awesome, though. But do you do most of your shopping on Amazon? Or are you still like going to the store?
I go to the store. I like to go to the store because I like my stuff right after I buy it. I want it in my hand.
Yeah, man. I know that little Miklo. Isaac,
yeah.
He's used to ordering things now. I don't think he's used to going to... He goes to the store? No. He's used to just ordering stuff online. That Lisa gets or his dad gets. So
yeah.
He don't know anything about no shopping.
So you think they're going to close down? You think all the stores going to be closed in the next 10 years?
No.
Everything online?
Oh, man. But you know what's sad, though? If they start closing them down, we're going to have a big, empty building, man. Like the car the car businesses.
There'll be new stores.
Yeah.
I know the biggest market right now that's huge is Office Max. And the other one, Office Depot, or whatever it is, people still buying paper.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah, those Office Superstores.
And Walmart.
People still buy paper?
Yeah, man, people still buy paper.
I ain't wrote on no paper besides at work. I ain't wrote on paper in a long time, man. Everything on the phone.
You're a little digital boy.
Well, we use paper a lot because we got to copy contracts. We got to copy scripts that are sent to me. Yeah, and also sometimes I print out my airline ticket. But nowadays, I just have it on my phone now. Yep. It depends.
Hey, speaking of scripts, man, when are you going to be on Superstore? Episode?
It'll be on the new season of Superstore, which will be in premiere September 22nd. So after September 22nd, it'll be probably the third or fifth episode.
You want to be in one, or are you recurring?
One. Well, they might be asking me for me back because I already canceled a gig, too. Hopefully, they'll call me.
Oh, yeah. I like that show, man. That show's funny, man.
That show's hilarious.
I know you're
going
to add to it.
It's hilarious. I like it.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite shows. I got it already recorded. I'm waiting.
All right, man. Thank you.
Hell yeah, be rich.
Also, right. I did that George Lopez show too, the Comedy Get Done on BET. That'll be out soon.
I don't like BET, man.
Yeah, man. But
I look for it, though.
Yeah, it'll be the Comedy Get Down with George Lopez, Eddie Griffin, Charlie Murphy, Cedric, and Nate Diaz. I'm in an episode with Nate Diaz.
Did it already show?
No, we just shot it last night.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to go look for it when I get home.
Yeah, it'll probably come on this fall.
Okay.
So look out for that. Look out for me on Eric Andre's show with Amber Rose.
He's doing big things out here. I see you, Felicia.
I'm trying, bro.
I see you, man. Keep working, man.
I want to be like Willie.
Shining, like Rodrigo say.
Yeah, man. Keep shining, bro.
Yeah, man.
Hey,
all right.
Thank you for calling, bro.
Hell yeah, in a minute.
All right, for sure.
Hell yeah. Yeah, bro, we're going to get a soundboard going. They love the yeah, man, and the what's up, fools. What's up, fool? Let me clear my throat.
What's up, fool?
Sound like you're eating.
How's that burrito, though?
Nah, man, I was knocking out over here. I've been trying to get a hold of you guys for the last almost, 40 minutes.
Getting sleepy, cool, dog.
What's up, man? Who's this?
This is Eric from Sylmar. Eric For Real on Instagram.
Oh, hell yeah.
Eric For Real on Instagram, all the way from Sylmar, bro, in the boonies.
You came out to the Ice House show.
I did. Ice House. I seen you up in Irvine. A few shows, man. I was actually just listening to the Enchilada Capsule, dude. I was at Juan Gabriel's last concert, too, and I was there on Friday at the Forum, man.
At the LA one.
Oh, shit. How was the concert, though?
Dude, it was great, bro. I'm not going to lie to you, man. It was an amazing show. Like, I got my folks tickets, and I got myself a pair with the intentions to try to flip them. But, I know that sounds horrible, right? But I'm a fan. Don't get me wrong. You know, we all grew up with that music, but the crazy thing is, I couldn't even sell the ticket. So it was kind of like meant to be. So last minute, I was like, I told my girlfriend, you know what, let's just go and let's enjoy the show. Turns out to be an amazing show. And you know what, it turns out to be his last show. So it worked out, you know, in a way.
Is that the only time you've seen him live?
That's the only time I had seen him live, yeah. My mom, you know, being a big fan of hers, that was probably her third time. And, you know, last year he had a tour. I don't know if you guys remember, he canceled a bunch of shows. So I was like, I'm going to make sure I got my mom tickets. I got her fifth row. So, you know,
floor,
she was
really
all happy. And, you know, it was cool, man. You know, it kind of sucked, you know, what happened. But it was an amazing show.
Yeah, dude. That was a great performer, man. Was.
Dude, total showman, man. I mean, from the get. I mean, and unpunctual, too. That's the one. I mean, there's a lot of things you heard after the fact. But, you know, he loved his fans. And yeah, man. I mean, he was a good show, man. It was great. What about you guys? How are you guys doing, man? How was your Labor Day?
It was good, man. We were at the Brea Improv.
Hell yeah.
We had eight shows. Working, man. And we were trying to pitch a show, and Rodrigo was doing his Yeah Man.
Cool, man. Yeah, dude. Keep it up, guys. I'm a big fan of you guys. You know, I'm always listening to the podcast, Mick them out. Oh, and I was good to your wife, too, you know, that what she was talking about Morrissey kind of being a douchebag. I'm a fan of Morrissey, but I don't go to his shows anymore, man. So, you know.
He canceled on you, too?
That in there.
He canceled on you, too?
I can't hear you. I'm sorry, brother. What was
no,
that?
If he canceled on YouTube before.
No, he hasn't canceled on me, but he just has that smug look on his face when he's up there and he thinks the shit don't stink.
He's British, dog.
I love the music. I love the music, but you can't be, you can't be like that with pure fans. So
I know. I feel the same way about that band Cake. I don't know if you heard of the band Cake. He goes there. I love the music, but then he goes up there and he starts hating on L.A., bro. Like, why are you hating on L.A., motherfucker? Who gives a fuck that we use your water? He's talking about that LA uses all the water from Northern California.
We're thirsty.
So what, bro? We're thirsty. We have more. We have palm tree money.
We have more beaks to feed over here. You know,
we're not a desert oasis over here. We got horses and Silmar that need feeding.
Yeah, man. Those people are just. I don't know. They just hate life, man. Those are people that hate ice cream, dude. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. I think that personal. You hate ice cream.
Nothing's going to make them happy.
I'm saying, dude, there's people that just are bitter about everything, man. But no, you guys are always a lot of love, man. I love you guys. I always rock my What's Up Fool hoodie.
Hell yeah.
Podcast hoodie that I got at the Ice House. So just want to, give you guys some love again. And I was just listening to the Enchilada Capsule, so I just wanted to talk about Juanga for a bit. So keep it up, guys.
Yeah. Thank you, bro. No, absolutely, I know why. What's up, fool? Noah, 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 Noah. What's up, homie?
Yeah, man.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool? Where you at, Echo?
I'm over here with all the white people.
In a hallway.
Where at, bro? In court?
I'm at work.
Well, I thought you were taped to a tree, bro. I thought you made it sound like you were at a Klan rally. You're at work, huh? What do you do for a living, bro? It's just only Mexicans here. What are you, a banker? Are you the guard at a bank? Are you a fireman?
I actually sit on my ass all day and draw.
Oh, Ale, you must work for a studio then.
Like Bob and Obama, eh?
I made it.
Hell, you made it, bro. What do you draw, homie?
I work at that old school surf company, Maui & Sons.
Oh, hell
yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're coming back.
Hell yeah, man. So you're making surfboards?
Nah, I do all their t-shirt graphics. Everything that, goes on the t-shirts, I do everything. Men's, boys, girls, kids, all that shit.
What's up, fool? So where are you calling from?
Palisades. Shop is right there on the boardwalk. They have two shops in Venice.
Oh, man, Palisades, bro. I haven't been bodyboarding since July.
You got to be careful out there, man. Stepping on fucking glass and shit. Get bit.
I did get bit, bro.
You got stingray, eh?
I got bit by a stingray.
Somebody had to pee on you.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Before I forget, I made that fucking that potion that you told Joey Coco Diaz about.
Which one was that?
What potion, bro?
That the one that tastes like gochata, supposedly.
Oh, yeah. The Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal?
Nah, it was the dates.
Oh, yeah, the shake.
Seven ice. Potion, eh?
You tried it?
Oh, man, that shit came out nasty.
You did it wrong.
You messed up the ingredients, bro.
Spinach, cinnamon, 7 dates, 7 ice cubes, banana, and almond milk.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Maybe you added too much spinach. Shit.
I don't know, man. I guess so, but it didn't taste like horchata. It's been a while since you had it, probably.
Yeah.
But,
You gotta add ginger and almond butter next time, bro.
Oh, two missing ingredients. I forgot about that.
Yeah, because the peanut butter and the almond butter would have made that little taste like horchata, and then the ginger would have given it a little extra touch. Man, or next time, bro, next time, just get a bunch of ice. Right?
Yep.
And 8 dates. 1 whole banana. Oh. Make sure it's like swollen. And cinnamon. Almond butter.
Almond 2
tablespoons of almond butter.
and some ginger, not a lot.
It was cool. It was all right. You know, I'm doing that in the morning.
And don't throw no spinach in there, man, if you don't want to. Throw spinach in there, not a lot. Just enough to look, just for the coloring, bro.
I don't mind the spinach. That shit was cool. But, yeah, man, I listened to every episode maybe like 3 times. I swear to God.
Thank you,
bro. My Instagram is Alex DeLarge.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Alex DeLarge.
Alex DeLarge and my boy Gabriel, Gabriel _ artist. He's the one that put me up on it.
Oh, man.
I swear to God, I listened to every episode 3 times and fucking Birdman probably like 7 times.
Thanks, bro.
That shit is fucking crazy, dude.
Dennis, man.
the only one that I tried to skip, man, and I had to listen to it because I listened to all of them.
Papa.
Fucking Sands, man.
Papa.
Who?
Sands. That girl, the artist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, everything else, fuck that. Fuck that, dude. Fuck. I can't stand her, dude. I can't stand that bitch. I can't stand her.
Ugh. You can't stand one.
She got a crazy-ass gangster list.
What are you talking about? What do you mean? What?
But everything else, man, everything else is good.
You know, bro, we're gonna send you a fucking San Juan truck driver shirt. No, we're not.
A portrait of you, dog.
Send me a little tank top. 3X. Send me a little cute 3X tank top. Sell them for like $80.
Oh, my God. This fool, you are killing me right now, though.
She's hustling,
bro.
Said all the fat tortas love her.
all the
I'm not even gonna laugh, dog.
I'm fucking dying. This fool said she's hustling all the fat tortas in LA.
Oh, she's making. This fool has the engineer dying.
She's
dog.
Making $200 aprons, bro, with a pig with eyelashes.
Oh my God!
Hustling, don't you know what, man, bro? She knows her market, eh? She like when Gabriel just like when you go to a Gabriel Iglesias shows, you see at least 10 people who are 400+.
My 400+.
Motherfuckers show up, bro, like they're shopping at Walmart in little carts.
Everybody got diabetes.
For real, bro. You can have a blood. You can have a. You can sell. You can sell insulin at Gabriel shows.
You want them, some of that insulin,
oh,
dog?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of making. Yeah, it, dog.
Man. I had other shit that I was gonna say, man. But I
say
forgot,
it, dog.
Baby.
Don't be
fuck
afraid.
Fan. Fuck fan. I love you guys.
Thanks for calling, bro. You're killing us.
Alex and Sons.
Alex and Sons for your 3X ass.
Maui and Sons.
I knew that. I just threw your name in there.
Yeah, Alex DeLarge. Shout out to my homie Gabriel. Gabriel,
yeah, man.
Artist.
Shout out to you, bro.
Thanks for linking him up.
Outside.
Hell yeah, bro.
Hell yeah, fool.
All right. Keep up the good work, man. I love you guys.
Yeah, I love you too, bro. That was crazy.
Hey, fool. He said how he felt, eh?
What's up, fool?
She was comedy, dog. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, man. You are on the What's Up, Fool podcast.
How you doing, Congressman?
I'm pretty good. This is Victor from Eagle Rock calling in.
Victor from Eagle Rock calling, bro. Dog?
You're in Eagle Rock, bro. Go get yourself a vegan torta.
This was an illegal Rocky. hey, what's up with that picture you sent me on Snapchat of the fucking catcher's mitt lady, eh?
Dude, she was talking to my dad, dude, bullshitting him to the max, and he was just like, "Get bitch, get the fuck out of here."
What happened, bro? Tell us.
That lady that where the house I used to live.
The lady that took your money.
Yeah, this fool took a picture of her and her dog. He's like, "I caught this bitch right here lurking."
Oh wow! So she's still, hey, bro, she's still out there robbing fools.
I haven't heard anything lately. I think she took off the house off of Craigslist and stuff because of complaints and stuff, but. He's always out there looking for the next big thing, you know?
She's probably going to start an air bison bee.
How's the neighbor fool, dog? The Sinaloa and the little fool that does the little rooster impression, eh?
Oh, dude, that fool's pissed off at me right now.
Why, fool?
Because this whole thing, he wanted some documents for free, and I told him hell no because I paid $200.
Doesn't that fool make money, dog? Rates out every fucking room for like $700.
Yeah, and he's like, I'll give you $100. And I was like, all right, cool. I went online. I printed them out. I gave them to him. It didn't cost me anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he finally figured it out. And he's like, me chingaste, cabrón. I was like, hey, why not?
La pinche tecnología, güey.
Pinche botones. I got robbed because I don't know how to press buttons.
Pinche botones, dog.
Hey, bro, he could have brought us. Yeah, man.
This fool, dog.
But el que si come si alvanza la panza.
Oh, yeah.
How you been, fool?
I've been good, man. Just calling in, see you guys doing. You know, I didn't call in last time. You know, give other people some chances. But, man, it took harder to get in this time.
Oh,
that's what she said.
But you got in, bro.
Hey, I got in at last minute, dog. But I got it in.
Hell yeah, man.
No, I'm just calling in. And Felipe, I can't wait for your special to come out.
Me too.
You know, I was thinking of going to San Jose, but, you know, couldn't find any flights. For a reasonable price.
I know, man. That's why we drove.
It's all good, man. I can't wait to come out, you know, and, you know, go from there.
And look out for the hard album, though.
Hell
the vinyl.
For sure. I'm really going to get it. Hopefully you guys can sign it for me.
Oh, we'll sign it, bro. Yeah. They'll all be signed. It's going to be like a vinyl pop-up book.
I always see you on York, my donut friend, you know, so I'll probably just stop by and pull over and you can sign it for me.
Hell yeah, bro. Donut friend rocks.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. It's fucking bomb, dude.
They did your wedding, huh? Yeah. They did our engineer-producer wedding over here, man.
Aaron.
Did you have a whole birthday cake wedding? They made a cake or did they make a donut? Oh, my God. Bro, they made a wedding cake out of donuts for the...
That is fucking delicious.
I know, man. Have you had the... I'm getting all comfortable getting fat here. Have you had the ice cream donut at Donut Friend?
Yeah, dude. That's one of the first things I had.
I can't believe, bro, they get a glazed donut and they get hard, super, super, super hard ice cream and they put it inside the donut and then they press it just gently for 2 seconds on the waffle maker. And then they spray caramel on it and cinnamon and more sugar. The vegan one.
Oh, that's awesome. Have you ever had a churro burro in those fillies?
I never had churro burro, but last week we went to go have brunch at Seabirds in Costa Mesa, and little Miklo, that fool ordered, he remembered ordering this, a chaffle. It's a churro waffle, bro, with ice cream and syrup on it. And it was like a fucking round churro, bro.
Yeah, this is sweet heaven, man.
Bro, El Sereno at Mamma Mia, I think it's called. I don't know what the name of it. They got the fucking churro. Instead of chicken and waffle, they got chicken and churros.
You know, I'm still trying to go get that calzone out in, you told me from last time.
The calzone from where? Cruisers?
I think so. It's out in Rochester, Tamanga, something like that. Ontario? I can't remember which place you told me.
Oh. Cheesy pizza and Colton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, bro, you got to try that, man. It's good.
Oh, man.
No, you don't like it?
Only foodies recommend places to go eat and make a trip out of it, you know?
Yeah, man, it's good. Also, man, I don't know if you ever make it out to San Jose area. There's a place called Hooligans, and that place has probably the best chicken and waffles in the whole wide world. Vegan chicken and waffles. Happy Hooligan in San Jose. Shout out to that guy over there. His license plate says Veganos.
Yeah, they were bomb as hell, dude.
Oh, man. Definitely, dude. Definitely.
I'm fucking also, hungry now, man.
The jackfruit torta you posted?
That show was bomb too, dog.
Oh, the tacos from Planet of the People are bomb, dude. So I imagine how the tortas are.
Yeah, man. They got Rafa Costa, right?
Yeah.
Rafa Tacos, LA. Rafa, whatever Rafa guy. Rafa's tacos, he made a pretty good torta, but I thought it was too spicy, bro. What are they making, Chinese, Asian food?
Oh, I thought it was good, dog.
Hey, man.
What's up, fool?
Thanks for letting me call in and stuff and talk to you guys.
Thank you, bro. Give us a yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Give us a yeah, man, Rodrigo.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Rodrigo, you're fucking king of the hood impression. Kill me on your podcast, man.
Do it now, bro.
All right, Bobby. This will, dog.
Guys. Take care.
Hey, likewise, dude. Keep shining, dude. Peace.
What's up, fool? Thank you, everybody, who called in tonight.
Hell yeah, thank
today,
you very much.
Today, to the comedy show, to the What's Up, Fool podcast.
Comedy show.
Also, don't forget, man, this weekend we'll be in Naples at Off the Hood Comedy Club and Oxnard, California next week, September
15th through the 18th at Levity Live Oxnard.
And Rhode Island and Boston, September 22nd and 23rd at the Wilburn, at the Comedy Showcase in
Providence.
Comedy Connection in Rhode Island and Wilbur Theater in Boston. Also, Fresno, October 1st. All information on FelipeWorld.com/tour. Also, if you're looking to shop this week or this holiday season on Amazon.com, don't forget to go to the Felipe's World page and go through our little window. That way, we get a little cut and then supports our podcast to keep us going, people. All right. What's up, fool? Anything, Rodrigo?
Sunset Room next Monday. Check out some Yeah Man t-shirts. Yeah. DM me. You guys keep shining. Thank you very much for supporting What's Up, Fool podcast.